Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I got distracted. Sorry.
Christ.
And I'm Wing.
Wing. Sorry. That's Wing not listening.
Sorry.
It's classic intro. No one listens to this, but anyway, do they?
Hijinks ensues.
Today we're talking about social anxiety. I really think this is a great episode of you have something that you're feeling nervous for that's coming up soon. Mm-hmm. I hope we make you feel good and that we're all in this together. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. It's quite a mental, healthy, soft, nice, but also quite funny episode.
Cute.
So I hope you enjoy it.
Do we, is this final call for Cambridge?
Okay, final calls. The flight is boarding to Cambridge University. We're going to be there. If you want to come, sign up.
On the 23rd of January at 5 p.m. on the dot. Location is yet to be announced.
But somewhere at Cambridge University.
Somewhere in Cambridge University we will be. And there's a sign up link on our Instagram. And if you sign up, you're getting in.
And that will be fun.
That's what I hear anyway.
That's what I've heard. That's all I've been told. We also heard how many people have signed up, and I'm excited now.
Me too.
It's like, well, people are actually coming.
I think people will come. I'm excited to see
them. I'm excited to see everyone.
Well, how are you anyway?
I'm good. Nothing really that new.
No.
Just in the middle of kind of doing all like laundry and stuff. Just kind of having quite a homely.
Just Marie Kondoing.
You know, I'm just doing my thing.
Spring cleaning. Beautiful.
But yeah, nothing really that new. How about you?
You're so Kim and Aggie.
What the fuck's that?
Kim and Aggie?
Kim and Aggie. Is that Seffi and Wing?
Isn't it? We are Kim and Aggie.
What's Kim and Aggie? And Wing.
You don't know Kim and Aggie?
Let me Google these people.
You'll know them when you see them. Her name is Kim something. Kim Woodburn, maybe?
Oh, I remember her from Big Brother or whatever she was in.
Yeah, she was on I'm a Celeb, I think.
Yeah. Oh, and she's Aggie, got a horrid vibe, mate. This woman. Like, I don't know anything about her, but I remember watching an interview where she was, like, shouting at someone and she scared me.
She was shouting at Philip Schofield, I think.
Yeah, and clearly I was on his side.
She had a premonition.
But what was the thing they were screaming about?
Something about, maybe it was Colleen Nolan, actually.
It was Colleen Nolan. It's like, mental.
Jesus. This is real, like, UK audience.
Yeah, it is.
Colleen Nolan.
Yeah, she was on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know Aggie?
Who the fuck's
so
Aggie?
So Aggie was her Scottish friend.
Aggie
and
McKenzie.
They would go around cleaning.
She's a TV personality and cleaner.
Yeah, she's a famous cleaner. This is what we do in the UK. We make women clean and then we make them famous.
And then we put them on TV. And then then she goes on an interview with Philip Schofield and shouts and everyone hates
Kim,
her.
Kim does, yeah. But I don't know if Kim and Aggie are necessarily good friends anymore.
Mm, there seems to be a lot of questions asked on Google.
Are they still friends? Yeah, I think there might be a bit of a rift.
Not all hosting duos are best friends off screen. And that's certainly not the case for Kim Woodburn and Aggie McKenzie. Uh-oh.
But it's not the case for us.
It's definitely not the case for us. No, it is.
Oh, it is the case for us.
Yeah, whatever the opposite. We're not Kim and Aggie. Whoever the hell they are.
As if it wasn't obvious. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so sleeping out.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be here. I'm excited for Cambridge. I'm going to see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. Yeah, we're doing a recording day in a studio, guys. Our first ever studio.
Yeah, we're going to a studio. It's not our studio.
It's very much someone else's studio that we
but we are being let in. We're knowingly entering
our first ever time in a studio.
Yeah, we'll be filming it. Maybe we should go live or something while we're there.
I'm interested to know how this will be on the day things.
We might be there as you listen to this. This is coming out on the day. Thursday.
Right now.
And Thursday is the day that we're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm interested to know, like, because the vibe of us is so intimate, kind of, we're talking through a screen to each other, like, we're in these little microphones.
We're in the void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested
to
know.
We're not Kim and Aggie. We're not TV personality. It's like, half of you don't know what we look like, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. I think it will be interesting to know how sitting on a sofa across from you in like a studio environment, I mean, it sounds
delightful. I'm
really
excited.
I'm interested to know how that will improve things, you know, or change things in any way. I'm really intrigued for the experience.
Just setting the tone here and now, I don't know if you've thought about this, but I am very much coming in a joggers,
100%.
Pajama vibe.
100%. Oh my God, I was never going to dress up for it.
That's the tone I was setting.
I'm thinking it needs to be cozy. I think we have hot chocolates.
Oh, yum.
That sort of thing. Let's make it our own. Yeah. Let's make it our own.
Yeah, yeah. Make this house a home. Somebody else's
studio. People will be like, can you get out now?
Like, can you
You've
get
got your
out?
Slot from these hours. Can you fuck off?
But I am really excited.
Also, I'm quite concerned because I know that the office, it's a studio attached to an office. And it's like, when we had a little tour of it and they were like, oh, it's soundproofed. Which obviously is soundproofed. But I'm going to be so scared that like they can hear us. In the
How soundproof is soundproofed is the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we will be screaming the house down before
I'm
going to
feel awkward walking through a silent office, opening this door, and it's like, well, no one can hear you now. It's like, well, I think they can.
We'll have to get people to check.
Yeah.
We'll have to get people in the office to like double check. Can you hear
Please
us?
Please tell. I'll have to check myself. I won't believe anyone. It's almost like you're going to need to go in that room and scream.
Yeah, yeah, sure. We can do that. Yeah, no, we don't need. We don't need anyone else. It's a two-woman show.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we can check. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued for that. But that's on the day you're listening
Me
to
too.
This.
I'm really looking forward. Okay, so what are we talking about today?
We're talking about social anxiety.
Yeah,
which is very topical because the NHS thing that we did went live yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had to do like a letter to our past selves. And in mine, I was talking about how I had social anxiety so fucking badly. So bad that I would be like throwing up in the morning, like so scared at uni.
So fucked up.
So horrific. Like couldn't go to lectures, couldn't go to seminars. Seminars specifically were like absolutely horrifying to me. And really did overcome it throughout the course of uni. Still scared for those kind of environments, but also
thriving.
Yeah, also I could go to them and all of the stuff, which was so different and incredible, and actually got to access the education that I was like literally desperate to have anyway. So yeah, we're talking about social anxiety.
Okay, perfect. Should we get in?
Yeah, let's get into it. Someone has replied that we loved. Well, actually a lot of people have replied that we love, but we saw one that we really liked.
So we asked on the story, as we always do, so pretty much before every single episode we will ask on our Instagram story what you think, and then we will use your genius to create our content. We will use all of your amazing insights, intelligence, insightful responses, and take them on as our own personality
and feed them back
through
to
you in a sense. We kind of repackage them in a worse and more chaotic and annoying way. If you want to be a part of that lovely experience, I actually do love it because I feel like the Instagram is a nice back and forth place. Like on the pod, it's like, okay, we're speaking out into the void. Hope you can hear us.
Is this thing on?
But on Instagram, it's like, oh, I can see you guys. Gorgeous lives you're living. Everybody's looking beautiful. It's nice to have a chat over there. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. It's linked. You know the drill. But it's the best
way to,
like,
I also think it's a place
lead
that
the conversation.
This is always our main space. This podcast is our main space, but I think it's nice. I feel like there's a sort of the visual component of Instagram is nice. If you want to see us, kind of little videos of us going around doing things, go to Sephian Wing.
I think it's a nice cozy little Instagram, actually.
I like it. I love it.
I like it a lot.
And if you want to join, it would join, I don't know, follow us,
it
whatever
would
the
mean
link
a
is.
Lot to
it would
us
be really nice.
If you would do that, yeah. And also it puts us into perspective, I think it's nice, yeah, that it's like we really exist. We're not like secret ghosts who follow you around.
No,
noise.
Yeah, we're not.
You know,
we're really,
I mean,
not secret ghosts.
We're not,
I promise,
secret ghosts. Yeah, go
so
on.
Someone
take
said
it away.
On the Instagram, which you can follow too if you have an Instagram account, someone said that they feel social anxiety anytime their face changes color.
Eek.
Blushing. Let's talk blushing, shall we?
Yeah.
As a blusher.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree with this.
She is a blusher.
I.
English Rose.
Oh, I'm such an English Rose.
You really are an English Rose.
No, I really have that skin colour, like the kind of
English Rose.
Quite a pinky colour. Like, I definitely have their, like, you know how almost like your skin colour has like a yellowy undertone to it?
Mm-hmm,
mine
mm-hmm.
has a pink undertone. English, English, through and through.
She's an English Rose, yeah. 100%.
And that lends itself to a little bit of blushing, I would say.
Yeah, which is so, it's so cute.
If
I know,
get
you
embarrassed,
like that, but.
It shows. Everyone knows it, and it's embarrassing. And I actually have a friend that used to be so scared of blushing. Like, blushing was, like, the big fear. And she used to, like, put quite a lot of, like, foundation, like, powder on to try and hide it. I've never been that concerned about blushing because it's not my like biggest tell. My biggest tell is when my voice like goes, "Huh?"
Oh,
that's my worst
one.
But I've had it so bad actually that this was in a seminar, was the go my most dreaded my dreaded environment, where it's like go around the room and everyone say a fun fact, or like we're going to read a passage and then we're all going to go back around one by one and like say our thoughts. Hell. I've had it where I was so scared of like the voice stuttering, going red, all of that I like blacked out. Like, I literally was talking and my vision went, like, it was so scary and I was so embarrassed. Like, I was like, oh my god, I actually can't see, like the room is like swirling black.
Did you have to stop talking?
No, I like powered through. I like said some absolute nonsense and like they like, moved on.
Oh my god.
But like that was the worst sort of symptom I've ever had. And I think the fear of blushing, fear of a name only increases fear of the thing itself, Hermione says. The fear of going red or stuttering or whatever it is amplifies the thing so much.
In terms of like stuttering, stumbling on your words when you're like reading a passage from a book,
it's
or whatever,
the, like,
in a seminar,
throat
or
jump,
is that, yeah, that's a shaky voice,
that's
like you're gonna
it.
cry. That's a bad one. But I remember I had a tutor once who was saying, not to me, I want to be clear, she was just saying to all of us, which, because there were a lot of people in the class who were nervous about doing a presentation and stuff like that, and she was saying, like, if you're like, what are you scared of, like your kind of voice shaking or like misspeaking or like saying a word right, stumbling on your word sort of thing. And she was like, how embarrassed really would you be if you stumbled up a curb, like off a pavement sort of thing. It's like, yeah, I guess it's a bit embarrassing, but it's not like, oh my god, life ruining, everybody look at what I just did, that's the talk of the town for the next 6 months.
And it feels so personal.
And it's not a reflection, or it doesn't mean like, oh god, I can't walk anymore, god, she's bad at walking sort of thing. It's not like, oh god, you're bad at speaking, you're bad at presenting yourself, you're bad at blah blah blah. It's like, it's none of that really. It's just human. It's just you stumbled on your words.
But then I feel like one has a self-conscious element and one has like an unself-conscious. Like, if you stumble up a curb, it's like, oh, she's clumsy, she's like not aware of stuff. It's just like, oh, classic me. But almost to stumble on your words in like that kind of, I don't mind a mispronunciation or like a stumble or something. What I was so scared of was with the like the nerves bubbling up from the inside and showing everyone like how terrified you are. And you see that it's so bad.
I think it's as well, like, I think it's hard for people to be vulnerable in that way. Like, it feels like very exposing to be up in front of people maybe, or like talking, and it's like, yeah, eyes are on you, the ears are on you,
spotlight,
this is your moment.
Yeah But also that the way I kind of would always think about it is, I do think exposure therapy was the key of like actually going to the places, and the more you do something, the less terrifying it gets. Like, that is just true. The more you show up and they're like, oh, nothing actually happened, or like, oh, I said my name and I went red, and that was really embarrassing, but I walked out of it.
I'm still alive, drinking
my hot chocolate at the end of the day. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not, it didn't kill me. Mm-hmm. The more you do that, the more you realise, oh, going red actually isn't a threat to my life in the way that mm-hmm. I'm, for some reason, perceiving it to be.
I think as well at uni, like, I think because, I don't know what it was, I think maybe taking a year out and then going to uni. Yeah. So I was kind of, well, we were in the same year, but there were a lot of people who were then in the year below us. Yeah. And I don't know if that informed my view, but I feel like I would go to seminars, and I feel like this is a good reminder if you're at uni or somewhere like, or like you've just started a new job or something where you're feeling a little bit like out of your depth and a little bit like, oh my God, am I the only one here? Like, does everyone know each other already? Or like,
that's
what is
it
this
felt
vibe?
Like. Yeah.
But I would look around the seminar and be like, it's a bunch of children. You're all really scared. Like,
oh,
I would
God,
look
I
around
that.
And see like loads of scared kids.
Oh my
and
God,
I remember
that's so
people taking the piss.
Crazy.
I would really have like, they would call it a, like a bisexual seat, the way that I would sit with my leg up in the chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, not obnoxious, but like, you
confident.
Don't own the plate. Yeah, but just almost like, I'm trying to be comfy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like using your body to dominate the space tricks your...
Definitely.
I don't know, it almost just calms. It's like, if you go in stiff as a board and act...
terrified.
And tell yourself that you're scared... you'll act scared, you'll be treated like you're scared. Do you know what I mean? You kind of maintain that.
Yeah, this is why. Do you remember me
energy?
Talking about how I would have to go into the toilet and toilets and do warrior
yes.
pose?
Yes.
Like, your body actually informs your mind so much. Mm-hmm. Like, the connection is just, like, it's so much more than we, like, recognise in the society on, like, a daily basis. I think it's just huge.
Yeah.
But I would have to go into, like, the library toilets and... stand in like warrior pose. Mm-hmm. And there's another one you can do that my friend's mum told me about, which is like hands on your hips and you kind of like puff your chest out, like wide
yeah.
leg stance sort of thing. It's like a power pose.
Power pose.
And she was like, it's famous that like a lot of like women CEOs do this. Like
yeah.
they're known for like, if you're going into a room of like men,
take up space.
And it's like fucking like, I will, before I go in, pump my body up to be like, I am fucking big and strong. And then you walk in, you forget you're just like the girl in the room of men. It's like, no, I belong here. But I really did think that helped me so much. Doing warrior pose was the one that helped me, because it's like, I'm fucking gonna fight. This is a fighting pose.
I think there's so much in like the subconscious as well, like the things that you tell yourself. Like, I think there's no shame in being like, I'm scared, I'm anxious, oh,
exactly.
I'm really nervous to do this. And I think it's fine to acknowledge, okay, no, I'm feeling a normal level of anxiety going
yeah.
into whatever I'm about to
presentation
do.
Or something.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna torture myself over that. Like, it's fine for me to feel that way.
There's also something to be said for saying at the beginning. It was a tactic that I would often try, like, or like, it was, I remember my therapist at the time saying, like, why don't you just like, your biggest fear is being called out for like, God, everyone know, being exposed, everyone knew she was embarrassed, why don't you before your presentation be like, God, I am so nervous for this, and do your mm-hmm. presentation. It's like, you've just mm-hmm. said it at the beginning,
you set the tone.
I'm so nervous for this, and there's a confidence
yeah,
in
now
acknowledging
what?
I'm nervous right now, and mm-hmm. then doing the presentation, and actually I would just do whatever it takes to get through the thing.
Own it. Own
be,
the
I'm
like,
so
it's
nervous
funny.
Right now
yeah to come and be like, oh my God, you're looking at me, I'm nervous, like
yeah.
it's a fun you're, yeah. you're putting on a show.
Own it, it's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Stunning.
That's, yeah. I also feel like, this is a thing I learned about at uni.
I also feel like...
Well, I'm also like, it's like a whole fucking, it's not a thing, but like it was just like...
Go on.
It's an interesting phrase that I always think about.
Okay.
And it's because I was learning it at uni where my social anxiety was its worst.
Mm.
We were talking about, it was like 19th century feminist literature. Divine module.
Beautiful.
Obviously, I wanted to be there despite my anxiety. I needed to be in that room.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this phrase that was used a lot of like the legibility of the body.
Mm.
And I always come back to it of like, that is what is the fear of social anxiety. Of like my body is betraying me. Blushing mm-hmm. is that feeling of like my body's legible right now. Like it's readable. Everyone can see my insides. It's telling, it's like outing me a bit.
It's telling on me.
I'm blushing. And like how in like all those, I don't know, it was a really desirable thing for women to do. It's kind of, she let her legs spread, turn red, said,
I'll be sick.
Men, there was a desirability of like women blushing because it's like she's trying to be keep up with like society's
her
norms
composure uh-huh.
of like she's got pearly white skin, but the mm-hmm. redness is coming through.
Mm.
That was like, I just, and like fainting was such a desirable thing for women to
swoon.
Do. Swooning. Yeah, it's like he walks in, she, oh God, she faints. She's so delicate and like lovely. And
it's
now
insane.
It's obviously, but then it's like such an embarrassing thing for your body to be like read by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I always come back to it, the legibility of the body, so interesting.
That's why I think as well, in times like where you're feeling really anxious and out of body and you're feeling like disconnected from your body because you're so on edge and there's so much adrenaline and there's so much hyper vigilant of the room around you and you're so like sensitive to the way you're being observed or not being observed and so so hyper aware of how you're coming across that you feel so actually out of your body in that moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like taking a moment, like it's almost like wherever you are that you're not feeling too great, you just take a moment and acknowledge like, okay, I'm actually here in my body and I'm fine.
Yeah.
I know that's really wanky, but it's like, I'm
it's
actually
so
here
true.
In my body and I'm fine.
You're
like,
not actually, there is actually not a threat.
It's also like, kind of look in the mirror and be like, where did you go? It's like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, am I still here? Yeah, yeah. I just
kind of feel
to
your big
I'm
toe.
Here.
It's like, think about your big toe on your left foot.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, it's there.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
no,
here.
It's like, I can still feel all
sometimes
my body.
Sometimes like, when me or my boyfriend are stressed, we'll say to each other, where are you? Where did you go?
That's kind of Fleabag Hot Priest. Where did
where
you go?
Are you? Oh my God, it's literally that. Yeah, no, but it's true. It's like, where are you? Who are you talking to? It's like, where are you? Where did you go? Like, you're here in front of me but your mind is elsewhere, like you're being carried off somewhere, let's just pull it back, like just get you back.
I love that because that is Fleabag Priest. Like that's almost like you're kind of doing your bit to camera, it's like where are you?
Yeah,
and it's like no,
it's like,
yeah,
where are
you're
you
consumed in your own thoughts, you're
not here no, it's like I'm looking at you but it's like, but where did you go?
I love that.
Like it's fine, it's okay, you're still here.
Yeah,
where did you go?
And
like, it's
most
fine.
Likely into a load of nonsense, into a narrative
totally.
That you created.
Oh, if you know me.
Yeah.
Then you know the nonsense.
The nonsense.
The nonsense I can do.
Yeah.
Okay,
should we see what someone else has said?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just being really stiff.
You? No, you're not at all. A lot of people are saying presentations at uni, which I do think that, and I don't even mm-hmm. think it's limited to uni, but presentations any time when you have to stand up at the front of the class or at the front of the meeting fucking room,
mm.
do a thing on Zoom to everyone, mm-hmm. us at Cambridge, whatever it may be. I do think it's so vulnerable. And I also think that is one of the few times in life where you're really allowed to be nervous. Like you are,
mm.
everyone can admit that is nerve-wracking, scary, all of that stuff to just stand up and like say your thoughts to everyone. And I think if you need to lean into it, like everyone will acknowledge that that is scary. That's not something that's like, God, why are you scared for that? It's like, no, presentation is a renowned nerve-wracking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just allow yourself, don't feel any shame around that. That's completely
definitely
normal.
Don't feel any shame. I also feel like there's so much power in like just like your subconscious. Like, I feel like I made a decision when I was like 14 or 15 to be like, I love presentations. Like, I love doing a presentation, and like really enjoyed it. And I literally since then have loved doing presentations and never been like, oh no, I'm going to have to do a presentation.
Yeah. I do think the stories you tell yourself are everything.
Oh my God.
The identity.
Like, I've just always told myself, oh, I always just love doing presentations.
Yeah, and then
like,
you identify. Haha,
I love the sound of my own voice. I love doing presentations. I really thrive in presentations, blah, blah, blah.
And there we go.
It wasn't necessarily true, but it's like,
it's a belief.
It becomes, yeah, it just becomes a belief.
I love that. Mm. Also, I think if you can channel your nervous energy, you can sometimes, I wouldn't suggest this at all times because it is a state of denial, but in a, like an emergency SOS time, where it's like you are about to go on stage, or if you are about to walk into the party or whatever it is that's stressing you out, the seminar, whatever, and you feel so sickeningly nervous, you can sometimes trick yourself into being like, I'm excited. It's excited energy. And like, you just keep telling yourself, like, oh, I'm
there's adrenaline.
But also that is a state of denial. So I wouldn't recommend that for like a daily basis.
I as well feel like in those moments when you've got a lot of stress focusing in on like something, like walking into the party or you've got a presentation, whatever, like some sort of thing you're focusing on, you're probably going to convince yourself like, fuck, I shouldn't have worn these shoes.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, leave me alone. Stop talking to me. I can't talk to you right now. Like, there's always something
to blame
that you'll end up channeling your stress into. Yeah. And it's like the real issue, the crux is I'm nervous for my presentation in the afternoon. But it's like, but all morning I've been a cunt to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm stressed out. Or like all morning I've been like, fuck, I shouldn't have done my nails like that. And now they Do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, just let's just take a sec. Like, I think it's easy to like lose sight of your actual feelings, like the actual emotions that you're feeling, lose sight of like your perspective in your day and convince yourself that there's so much to worry about. What if I can't get the train? What if I do this? What if I blah, 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 blah? And it's like, I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
The main, your crux is you're nervous for a thing and that's normal.
Yeah.
But it's really not about your shoes. Or like your friend looking at you funny, or like just being annoying, or not driving fast enough, or whatever.
It's not about any of that.
Mm-mm.
And I actually think my main advice, like if I actually have something to say in this episode, if I do, who knows? But I think this might be my crux.
Yeah.
Is that you can be scared and still go. I think you should still aim to go. There were so many times where my like nerves and anxiety would stop me. I would just like resign myself to like, yeah, I'm not going. I think there is something so amazing and so brave about being terrified and still being there. It's like you don't need to go and be fucking nailing it, like, oh my god, I'm fucking queen of this place, like I am leading the seminar.
Killing it.
You don't need to do that, but you're still there. You're still like gaining that experience. Like, I actually missed out on so much of my education, which was why I was so nervous, because it meant so much to me. But I missed out on a lot of it in my first year, especially, which is like the fundamental, like rudimentary shit that I wanted to know. I missed out on so much of that because I was nervous and I just thought I can't go. But actually, it's like, be terrified and still go. Like, I know that's the hardest thing, and it's actually not what you want to hear. Like,
it's not what you want to hear.
It's really not. I would have burst into tears because the last thing I wanted to do was actually go. But
I think having that confidence in yourself of like, I am capable of doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing Seffi say, be scared and be embarrassed and still do it. And I'm thinking, no, I can't do it. But you can.
Yeah.
You can do it. We're not telling you to do something that you can't. You absolutely can do it.
And it's horrible to walk into something that's going to be horrid. It's like, it's not going to be nice until it is, until it's over and you've done it.
You can do unpleasant things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can live through unpleasant experiences.
Yeah.
You've done it time and time again, and humans before you have done it time and time again for hundreds of years, and we will continue to do it until the planet implodes.
Yeah.
If there's anything we're good at, it's good at putting ourselves in shit situations and just getting to the other side of them.
Definitely. And you learn from them. It's not a thing like, as much as it's like, right, I just need to get it over and done with. It's like each one of these things, you can't even see it because you can't see clearly at this time, but each one of those, you are growing and growing and growing and growing. And you do these things until they don't feel scary anymore. There are so many things that I was terrified to do that now are just
a given,
the most basic parts of my personality in my daily life.
Mm.
Like, I just think the only way to get over it is through it. You have to do it, really. Which is the most horrible bit, but it's the only thing I actually have to say.
I think as well, I remember saying this ages ago, and I can't remember in what in regards I was saying.
What in regards?
I can't remember with what regards. I was talking about. It. Yeah, with regards to what I was talking about at the time. But I was kind of saying, I this must have been literally 100 years ago that I had this conversation. Like, I don't remember the last time I said this on the pod. But I was saying, and I do think it's really true, that when you've got loads of like stress or anxiety or worry, or you're just overthinking about a certain type of thing, you kind of play it through up until a certain point in your mind.
Yeah.
So you're kind of really hyping up, like, say, for example, it's a presentation. You're really hyping up the, like, I stand up and then I walk over and I start doing, and it's like, ugh,
yeah.
But it's like, okay, but let's actually play it out. Play out that worst case scenario. Like, it's almost like you have the trailer of worst case scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you never press play on the actual full footage.
Event.
Yeah, the full event. And it's like, if you let that play out, the worst case scenario, which probably isn't going to fucking happen, is like what you stutter and stammer and split your words up a little bit. Maybe someone laughs.
Worse, it's like, and I start crying and it's really embarrassing. And
I
then
have
it's
to
like,
leave, and then I come back and I'm still crying, and I fall, and then whatever.
And then it's like, and then you go home
and then what?
And you have your dinner and you think,
still
oh
go
my
out
God, that's awful.
For a drink.
You phone your friend and say, I did this embarrassing thing. You laugh about it. You feel okay.
It's so funny.
You go, for your whatever you do in the evening, you go watch your show and it's like, oh wait, and then it's a new day, and then it's like
when you let it play out, it becomes, it's like, yeah, no, that's not ideal, but I can live with that.
I can do that.
And I think it's like there is something like subconscious, like there's something really deep in us, and I've been saying this a lot recently about like the idea of resilience and like the things that we the things that we tell ourselves that we can or cannot do, like I can, like I'm not capable of doing that. And I think when you've got that level of like stress around something, for whatever reason, I mean, surprise, surprise, we've got this like really deep rooted belief that you're not capable of getting through a challenge.
Yeah.
Like you think, oh, you're gonna really fuck up your presentation, for example. And you think you can't handle that. Is that what you think? You think you're the kind of person who couldn't handle, like, what, being a bit embarrassed in front of a few people in your seminar? Or, like, or you think you can't handle, like, being dumb at work?
Or people's judgment. It's like someone thinks something negative of you, which, to be honest, you'll never know. But it's like, okay, so I assume that I've embarrassed myself and all these people are pitying me and that's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think I can't handle these people's pity.
I think you can handle that. Because you've handled... To be honest, you've handled
so much
loads worse than that. Like, this is light work, guys. Like, you could do this for breakfast. Like, this is nothing. Yeah. This is easy. You're so capable.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the crux right there, guys.
That's the crux, I think.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for my energy here.
Why are you apologising for nothing?
I don't know. I've also been thinking recently.
Your energy is...
I say sorry a lot, I've realised.
No, you do. You do.
I've been called out recently about my apologies.
I think I call you out on it often.
You do.
Because it's absurd.
You're not the only one, yeah.
It's absurd.
Do you remember that time I fell over and I said sorry and there was no one? This was really embarrassing. I don't know if I ever said this on the story, but I fucking fell over so bad in Brighton Station, like on
running
the platform.
Running to get the train.
Literally running to get the train to meet Seffi.
Yeah.
To go to Gleam offices. So cool. And I fucking fell and I hit the deck so hard. And I'd literally sprinted the whole way there and I went, and I fell in slow motion and I hit the ground and it hurt so much and my hands like smacked against the concrete and it was so
that
cold
feeling,
and like
grazing.
I was like, I need a wet paper towel. And my bag flew across the platform
and
I had to run over and get it. Oh my god. Then I had to run to get the train and the guy was like, are you okay? He's like, what happened? Are
and
you okay?
Sorry.
And I was like, sorry, I have to get the train.
<It's ridiculous.
laughs> And it's like, and then I got on the train that was still like 30 seconds, sat there like, oh, I made it. Embarrassing. Anyway, hey, I lived.
Yeah, you did. And also that, to think of that Gleam, so this is like our first meeting in in an office, really. And we showed up, Wing had like got a fucking grazed hand, like kind of cut herself, like awful sort of thing. Like I had toothpaste down my top. And do you remember we sat in Joe and the Juice wherever before, cutting out the label of my top so we could turn it around, because I'd spilt fucking toothpaste all over myself. It's like, Jesus Christ, these people are not cut out for this world.
And then I didn't like, there was a really accusatory tone thrown at us. When we left, she goes to me, did you give me back those scissors behind the bar? And I was like, yes.
Oh,
you think
my
I'm
God,
taking
yeah,
them to
we
like
stole
attack?
Scissors.
Yeah, you think I'm stealing scissors? Like, you think I'm walking around with the blade? I was like, yes, I gave them back, I swear. Like, it was almost like, I just looked you in the eye and gave them. Of course I did. Yeah. I would never.
Not ideal.
Anyway.
But yeah, those, it was like, these people do not fit in here. Just like two absolute
And
messes.
That was the final nail in the gleam coffin.
It was. It really was.
Okay, R.I.P.
Right.
If you don't hear from us.
Assume the worst.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.